Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.
Will White here with Nexus Pest Solutions, bringing you another edition of Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field. And today's question is, how did that bug get from there to here and inside my home? That makes absolutely no sense. Can you explain that to me? Well, I get it. That's a very, very good question. But it also gives me an opportunity to bring in one of my favorite authors and kind of co-mingle my author with pest control. That author is none other than Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote a book called Outliers. And in The Outliers, he had a theory of it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert in your field. So when we look at it, what is it like 8,776 hours in a year? So if we worked around the clock, we would be almost close to becoming an expert. So what is it, a year and 6 months if we work nonstop at it, being a plumber, being a lawyer, being an accountant? But we already know that's not possible because we have to sleep. We have to go to practice. We have to take the kids to practice. We have to cook meals. We have to go and support our local teams like the Bucks, the Brewers. And most importantly, we also have to Netflix and chill. Now, when you really, really think about it, what does that have to do with bugs? Well, when you have all day and all night, weekends, holidays, to be the best ant you can be or the best mouse you can be, you get to be pretty efficient at being, you know, at being that pest. You know, their 10,000 hours, 10,000 hours for a mouse is coming in a year and a quarter, you know, what, a year and 3 months, year and 4 months, you know, 10,000 hours as an ant, you know, about the same thing, because they're focused on one thing. They don't have to do the things that we do, you know, the soccer ball practice, as I said before, taking out the trash, cooking meals. Yeah, they go out and get the food and they bring it back and you're going to eat it just the way I delivered it. I'm not going to be putting this stuff in the oven, baking it. We're not celebrating holidays. We got work to do. We have to become experts at being a pest. So when you think about it, shouldn't you hire an expert to deal with these experts that you have running around your home? Well, listen, let's take some numbers, all right? You know, because now we have to look at something we probably never really gave much thought to. A centipede can live 5 to 6 years, all right? A mouse, 2 years. The queen ant, the one we never, ever really get to see that often, 10 years. The worker ants, the ones that we're most likely to see when we're calling for help about ants all over our house, 7 years. Spiders, 1 to 7, up to 25 years. So if you think about it, every pest that I just listed, what do they have to do? Be a pest. So it's something to think about. You know, we know as experts in our field, you know, when a customer says, I can't believe you're telling me that those carpenter ants came from that tree 100 feet away from our home. But as experts, we know that a carpenter ant worker can forage up to 300 feet from the actual nest to create a satellite colony in your home. These are just tidbits. You know, it's just one of the things that you can learn as a pest control operator, you know, putting in your time to become an expert in your field. So it takes an expert to go head to head with an expert pest. You know, I mean, I make light of it. It's funny. I thought I might, you know, kind of break it down that way. But it is, you know, in reality, it is true. These pests, they only have one job to do. You know, if it's cold outside, we want to get warm. And as they're out there searching for warmth, They will find the smallest nooks and cranny to get inside the house. Fall invaders are going to show up in the fall, and they're going to pick out homes and say, hey, this is where we're staying. This looks like a good spot. Now all we have to do is find a way in. You know, same thing with centipedes. You know, if you have a centipede problem, a mouse problem, you know, spiders in your home, they found a way in because there was openings there that we didn't, you know, that you didn't see, but they were able to find because they had all day and all night to do it. So it's just something to keep in mind as you walk around and you see a pest. You know, if you don't want to see a pest, though, you can always feel free to call our office and we'll get rid of them for you. But let's just close out on that note. And I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a pest-free day. And until next time on Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field, thank you for listening.